Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. This latest study paints a pretty scary picture, as it's first of its kind. Researchers on Long Island have drawn a connection between dementia and people who worked on or near the pile of the World Trade after the attacks. And get this, it draws a distinction between people who protected themselves and those who didn't. Sophia Hall with the details.
The youngest patient, a man in his early 40s. The study looked at 5,000 first responders who spent time at Ground Zero. Dr. Sean Clouston, a professor at Stony Brook University, says hundreds were diagnosed with dementia and the toxic particles are to blame.
The people who wore PPE were relatively actually seemed to be doing fairly well, but the people who didn't wear PPE and who worked long hours, they were experiencing dementia at much higher rates.
He says the small particles could have gotten to the brain after a person breathed them in, or the toxins made the brain harder to clean itself. Those affected were diagnosed 20 years plus after September 11.
The more exposed you were, the more dementia there was.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Something else. And more about the study, by the way, in today's JAMA Network Open. We got some disturbing news out of Canarsie, meantime, this afternoon, where police say a 19-year-old young woman has died. She's the victim of a stabbing. This happened near a restaurant at 97 and 12 Seaview. They say she was stabbed once in the left armpit, almost suggesting that the attacker struck a main artery there. They rushed her to a local hospital in critical condition. But again, this afternoon, authorities say she did not make it. She was pronounced dead. They've also taken another 19-year-old female into custody. Meantime, no word on what prompted the stabbing or if the two women even knew each other. A thief in Brooklyn robbed a couple of kids. Yes, kids last week. A 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. And now, thanks to Detective Dad, cops have ID'd a suspect.
On Sterling Place, the suspect, 24-year-old Demba Ba, who has a recent history of robbing people, targeted a 10-year-old boy who had just bought pizza for his family.
He made the mistake of walking down the street. He went and bought food for his family. He was holding the plastic bag with his change in his hand. The money was clearly visible.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny says he asked the boy for $5 before a struggle, and then he took $8 from the boy. He told his mom, who told his dad.
The father starts to canvass the area for the perpetrator, sees the perpetrator, takes a picture of him. Perpetrator runs away.
Police are now using that picture to look for the suspect. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, there's been another arrest in the fatal shooting now of a teenager in Soho last month. Cops have now charged a 16-year-old boy with second-degree murder in the killing of 16-year-old Makai Brown. Police previously arrested 19-year-old Henry Thomas, also charging him with murder. Cops said at the time of Thomas's arrest that they were searching for a second suspect. Brown fatally shot back on May the 7th. Two people were seen fleeing the scene on a city bike. They say Brown was trying to break up a fight when someone pulled out a gun and shot him in the head. Well, if you take the G train a lot, you're in for a rough time this summer. The MTA doing a series of partial shutdowns on the line over 6 weeks this summer, beginning later this month. MTA chair Janel Lieber says, we know, but the line is really old. We're talking really, really old, and these upgrades just have to be done.
We have to shut down because otherwise it would go on for years and years. We start. That's the way a project goes on for years and years. We don't like to do that anymore. We want to knock it out and give our customers something good.
Unless I read it wrong, I think they said the G line is at least is like 90 years old, 90 plus. Anyway, phase one, beginning June 28th, will see service suspended between Court Square in Long Island City and Nassau Avenue in Greenpoint. The final phase expected to be completed by September the 3rd. Oh, you'll notice something new the next time you head to the JFK AirTrain station. It's a new parking lot where folks can get dropped off, picked up, and just wait around at. Port Authority Executive Director Rick Cotton says it's an attempt to mitigate vehicle traffic in the area, especially ahead of the busy summer.
The new free pickup and drop-off lot will play a very important role in enabling travelers to avoid traffic congestion.
Officials say it'll allow travelers to take an air train for free to the terminals at Kennedy Airport. That trip is expected to take 8 minutes. Bill Murray has a free show in Times Square tonight. You hear about this? Yeah? Performing scenes from An Enemy of the People. It's currently in its final weeks on Broadway. Murray will be joined on stage by performers including public advocate Jemani Williams. Jemani says he's excited to put his acting hat back. What was it, Jemani?
There have been about 100 performances with Theatre of War since about 8 or 9 years ago. I'm an actor, and so that's my first love, and this gives me an opportunity to combine passions.
See, now I heard our producers talking to him. I didn't know it was Jemani who said he was excited about putting his act. I didn't know he was an actor. Law and Order's Catherine Irby and Taylor Schilling from Orange is the New Black also among the performers. The show focuses on climate change, and organizers say activists with Extinction Rebellion and other climate groups will participate as well. That performance starts at 6, by the way, on the Red Stairs right there at 7th and 47th. In-person tickets already sold out, but you can also catch a live stream performance on Zoom. Well, up in Albany, state lawmakers just passed a bill that would set a maximum temperature for school classrooms. The bill requires public schools to take actions if room temperatures reach 82 degrees, like, you know, pulling down the shades and turning on fans or whatever. And if it hits 88, you got to get them out of there. Clear the classroom, send them home. State Senator James Skoufis says it's not just about comfort, it's about the health of students and teachers.
This is not some nicety. It's not a luxury to be able to learn in a classroom that's under 88 degrees Fahrenheit. This is a necessity.
The bill now heads to Governor Hochul's desk. A battle over broker fees in the city today. The city council holding a hearing on broker fees, a broker fee bill known as the Fair Act. That would require whoever hires the broker, landlord, or tenant to pay the broker fee. Housing advocates say steep broker fees create a barrier for tenants and should be the responsibility of landlords who hire the broker. Okay. But real estate professionals are against the bill, arguing it'll actually hurt renters because landlords will end up raising rents. There were dueling rallies today, one of housing advocates and one of real estate groups outside City Hall ahead of that particular hearing. And so it goes. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So it goes.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.